ACT mindfulness practice. Mindfulness of feelings that are keeping us stuck. Find somewhere where you can sit comfortably and quietly by yourself, undisturbed, for about 20 minutes. In this exercise, we create a space in awareness for feelings we usually struggle with, particularly those that might be standing in our way, stopping us from doing things in life that matter to us. Common culprits are feelings of anxiety, embarrassment, self-consciousness, shame, guilt, resentment, a sense of being weak or useless, or in some way just not good enough. Although you may have tried very hard to conquer these feelings, in fact tried as hard as you or anyone possibly could, somehow they keep showing up and taking over, holding you back, blocking your way. It can feel like an endless struggle. So in this exercise, we start the process of breaking free from that struggle rather than continuing it. To do this, we explore what happens when we deliberately allow these feelings to be here with us, feeling the feelings just as they are without fighting against them, and thus understanding ourselves better and developing emotional resilience, the ability to be with the full range and variety of human emotional experience. This sets the stage for a fundamental change in our relationship with difficult thoughts, feelings, emotions. It takes practice. So first, sitting comfortably, closing your eyes. Turning attention inside and getting in touch with physical sensations in the body. Establishing a sense of stability, feet flat on the floor, body upright, feeling the support of your chair. And as you pay attention to the body, letting go of any tensing, bracing or resisting, you become aware you are creating without intending to. Maybe dropping and widening the shoulders. Softening the jaw. Allowing the body to be as it is naturally when we aren't fighting against anything. This again takes practice, and the best approach is gentle patience, even with the impatience that may very likely come up. And now inviting the feeling of breathing into the foreground of awareness. Rising and falling of the breath. Letting the breath breathe itself without interference. Nothing to be fixed. Noticing how the in-breaths and out-breaths arise and pass in the ongoing flow of experience. Being present, awake and aware of the breath, without trying to change it or control it. this gentle being with, is the approach we are cultivating in this exercise to all aspects of experience, and particularly to feelings and emotions. It's quite likely that at times during this practice you will notice, perhaps have already noticed, yourself unwilling to be with what is coming up for you. Perhaps aware of a physical bracing or inner resistance. Whenever that happens, you can make the choice to come back to the breath. Pause the tape if you need to, giving yourself time to re-establish an open and gentle attitude to yourself and your experience. It's totally fine, and indeed important, to pay respectful attention to how you are inside with yourself as you approach this challenging work. And again, riding the waves of the breath. Being present with the in-breath, being present with the out-breath. And now inviting into awareness some aspect of your life where there's something stuck or blocked, where feelings, perhaps of anxiety or a loss of confidence, have got in the way of you doing something that matters to you. Maybe reminding yourself why it's important to you that these inner experiences do not continue to dictate what you do, do not continue to limit the way that you live your life. This itself may bring up particular sorts of feelings, so seeing if it's possible to make space for them. Maybe there's something here you care about. If so, be glad this has made itself known. Allow yourself to be moved by this caring, not letting it be drowned out by stories of failure or habitual numbing or apathy. Allow yourself to connect with what it is that you want. So with a sense of why this matters to you, if that's present, inviting the experiences that block you from doing what you want to do into awareness. It may be anxiety that comes up, or a sense of shame, or some puzzling feeling it's hard to put a name to. If these feelings are only present very weakly or not at all, then perhaps choosing to imagine yourself back in a situation in which they were present more strongly. Taking a few moments to create an inner picture of the time and place these feelings were experienced. Inviting the anxiety or loss of confidence into the foreground of awareness. Gently, directly, and firmly direct your attention towards these feelings that get in your way. holding them in awareness, paying particular attention to the bodily feel, whether that's a sinking feeling, an uneasiness, jitteriness, something more intense. You, here and now, allowing yourself to have these feelings, whatever they are. Gently opening to them, allowing them to be. Not analysing, not thinking about, but feeling. Maybe silently saying to yourself, "Oh, this is how it feels." If you notice something in you resisting the feeling, acknowledge the resistance and see if it's possible to make some space around it. So you are holding both, saying to yourself, "Here's the feeling, and here's the resistance, the not wanting." In one moment, the original feeling, perhaps anxiety, that may be stronger. And then in another, the not wanting may be stronger. And you are here, continuing to make space for both, as long as they both are here. And remember that it's fine to invite the breath back in at any point, not to get rid of any difficult feelings, but to help you re-establish an openness to feelings, a willingness to experience all these different parts of your inner life. So simply being with whatever is present now. If the feelings that create stuckness have disappeared from view, then make a choice about whether to invite them back in. So we're not making any aspect of our experience the enemy. What does it really feel like, moment to moment, to have this particular feeling? Is the intensity constant, or does it come in waves? If it comes in waves, can you glide or swim through the waves, rather than trying to hold them back? Noticing too how your mind may be reacting to these feelings. Thoughts may come up, perhaps telling you what to do about the feelings, maybe even telling you to block them out because they're dangerous in some way. Notice that as you open a space around these thoughts, you can hear and acknowledge them and have a choice about how to respond, doing what they say or not doing what they say. So making room for the actual experience as it is, not just as your mind says it is. So being aware of feelings, thoughts as thoughts, physical sensations as physical sensations. Not making them into a bigger deal than they really are, but equally not dismissing them. Now, imagining yourself in a specific situation in which these feelings tend to block you. Bring to mind the way you would like to act in this situation. Perhaps this is something that may likely happen tomorrow or in a few days' time. See whether it's possible to imagine having the difficult feelings and thoughts and at the same time act in the way that you would like to. So holding the situation, the difficult thoughts and feelings it brings up, and the way you want to behave, holding these in your imagination together. The difficult feelings, maybe of anxiety, are still there. They haven't gone away. But opening to the possibility that there may be times when the anxiety or whatever it is need not be in charge. When you can have these feelings without struggle, taking steps towards the life that you want to be living. This takes both courage and compassion. Hold this situation in mind as long as it feels helpful to do so. Knowing the key thing we're doing here is creating the possibility of a choice. It's not about what you should or shouldn't do. It's about you doing the choosing rather than the feelings choosing for you. And then inviting awareness of the present moment back into the foreground. Support of the chair beneath you. Feeling of the breath in the body. Hearing any sounds around you. And then when you are ready, bringing the exercise to a close by opening your eyes and looking around. You may wish to make a few notes in your journal about what came up for you in this practice today.